Brother Cody preached here last Sunday night from Macon, and he read these scriptures, and I would say that's where my thought come from, but it ain't, but he read the same scriptures. But my thought is, I guess Josh's song, his Larry calls it, Rise and Shine. Yes. And I'd ask to, if, once again, if you pray for us. They've been aggravating me. They said I'd probably preach 4 hours because I wasn't here last week. I don't think it'll take near that long. But I want it to take as long as it will.
Amen.
I want the Lord to be pleased with us. But in Matthew 13, in verse 24, it says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, it appeared the tares also. And so the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? And from whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy have done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, at least while we gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them up in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading from the 24th to the 30th verse. And you can turn over and he explains the parable to them here in the 37th verse. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. That's Jesus. And he said, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy is that sold is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. And we find it explained all to what everybody was but the men that slept. And I want you to realize, I believe we knew who the men who slept was. And we find here that that Jesus, and I want to say this right off the bat. Have you noticed any tares popping up among us in the last few years? Have you noticed that things coming up among us that never was around here before? And I'm not here to tear down. I'm not going to mention no names, but there's all kinds of things that pop up in organizations around here now that we never seen before. But through the years, we have went to sleep. We've got comfortable in Zion. And through that, I want you to realize there's everything popping up and coming up among us because men have slept. And I want you to realize when it said men have slept, it's me and you have one have slept. And I want you to realize today that our children and our grandchildren are paying the price for that because we have slept too long. I want you to realize how some people are sleeping because they're running. How some people are sleeping because they're lazy. I want you to realize some people are sleeping but simply because they're tired. I've heard pastors say before, they give the church up, they say, I'm ready to take a break. I used to never, ever understand that. I think, how could you say that? If I couldn't preach, I'd be crazy, and I would be. I can't miss a Sunday without preaching. Then I get in bad shape. But listen to me, I can see how they get tired. I want you to realize, we talk about Elijah all the time and what he went through. That man was tired. That man was wore out. You go over and read the things he went through, and it looked like he was all alone. his head over in the 19th chapter, and he said, he lay and slept under a juniper tree. And behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. I want you to listen. This man had been up against the prophets of Baal. They was out to take his life. And he felt like he was left alone by himself. He said, just let me, I'm no better than my fathers, just let me die here. Have you ever seen or heard people say, they get so tired, they just see the tree of the rope, just Lord, just take me on, let me die. But listen, he still had a work for Elijah to do. He still had something for him to do. And he sent an angel to him. And he said, arise, get up and eat. I want you to know, well, some people just get tired. Here a couple months ago, we'd been through so much, and I stood up here, and I'm ashamed of it today, but I said, I'm tired. I want you to realize every time when somebody goes to sleep spiritually, it ain't because they're lazy. It ain't because they're running. Sometimes we just get tired. But we still can't sleep. We'll rest when we get home. There's no place to quit. Like Elijah, we get hard on him. Man was just tired. But then you got others that's running. We find in the scripture for Jonah. Jonah, God told him to get down to Nineveh and preach to those people that had done wickedly against him. Jonah jumped ship, so to speak, and headed to Tarshish. And you get down in the sixth verse, and it said the shipmaster came to him. He said to him, what meanest thou? O sleeper, arise. Call upon thy God, and if so be that God take upon us, that we not perish. Listen to me. Honey, there's a lot of us are running. I'm not just talking about preachers. There's a lot of preachers out there running. I know what that's about. I've done it for 8 years. I jumped ship. I had to stay away from water. I want you to know this whole world will swallow you up. And I want you to realize that's what a picture it is out there, of the world taking you and swallowing you up. And I want you to know you'll get to the point, you'll get willing to do whatever God wants you to do, and it'll spit you back out. So some people today, and I don't know who it is, I don't know who you are, but quit running. I do what God would have you to do. If you're supposed to unite with the Lord's church and you've never done it, follow God and be willing to do it. If you're supposed to preach, then absolutely preach. But if you're supposed to teach Sunday school, work your way in to do that. Whatever you're supposed to do, follow God and do your job. Church, we've got work to do. We are those men that are sleeping. Jesus came and went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He took the Lord's Supper, the last supper, the Bible said. But I believe it was the first one. But he took it. He said, I'll not take it anymore till I take it anew in the kingdom. So they knew he was coming to the end. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He told them, he left them there to pray. He said he went a little further and he fell down and prayed. He come back and he found them. And he said, can't you stay awake with me an hour? Can't you stay awake an hour with me? They done went to sleep. I don't believe it's because they didn't care. I believe they cared. I believe they was part of the civil tard. But I don't believe they was concerned like they're supposed to be. A lot of us is partially tired, but we're not concerned like we ought to be. And we still go to sleep. I want you to realize, he said, can't you stay awake with me an hour? You may not believe it or not. That's between you and the Lord.
But I believe we are in the last hour of day. I believe we're in the end of days. I believe when he come to them in the 11th hour and he told them, why are you doing standing here? I believe we're in the last hour of day. And I believe night is quickly approaching. He said, can't you watch with me in the hour? Listen to me. We're in that hour. We're the ones that are sleeping. And we're our children and our grandchildren are the ones that are paying the price for it. The tires are jumping up all around us. If you don't believe it, you ride around a little bit.
Right,
you start looking what all's popping up in this county, in the surrounding counties. Tires are popping up everywhere among the wheat. And I want you to realize there's going to be a price to be paid for that. We ain't going to offer what they do. We ain't. All we can offer you is the truth. All I can tell you about, I can't even offer you Jesus, but I can tell you about him. I heard men say, supposed to be men of God say, come and we'll assist you with it. I can't assist you with nothing. I can tell you about the one that can do it. But we've went to sleep. We've got comfortable in Zion. While men sleep, the devil has come in and he sowed seeds all among us. And you say, how did it happen? We was asleep. We didn't see it coming because we was too at ease. It's time, the Bible says, Romans 13, I believe it's about 11. It says, it's time we awake out of our sleep. Our salvation's nearer than it was before. And that ain't quoting it just perfectly, but it tells us to wake up. It's time for us to wake up, people. Oh, you say we're not losing the battle. We are losing the battle. We're losing the battle. And to think about my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren may not get saved because I got tired. And I decided, you know, I just can't hardly do it anymore. Listen to me. We can't quit. And listen, we can't get so at ease that we just want to run. And I want you to know you can't do this. I can't do this. It's no man can do this. But without God, you can't stand up like Sister Connie did or Sister Jamie unless the Lord be in it. And if you do, then it won't do no good. If you get up on your own, all it'll do is cause damage. Listen to me. But honey, if you'll follow God and just get up and say what he might have you to say. My wife hardly ever talks in church. But when we start holding you, say, what did I say? Did I make a mess? What did I say? Listen to me. I like to hear somebody say that. Because when the Spirit of God's in it, you ain't worried about what you're saying. Preachers, if the Spirit of God's in it, you won't worry about stepping on her toes. But I won't tell you something. You better not ever get up and try to step on somebody's toes. You talking about a mess. That's one thing I've learned. And I know for sure there's a God and I'm not him. We're to stay out of his work. We're to follow him and let him do his work through us. If you think you can fix something, you just try it and see how it works out for you. I done tried that. You think you want to preach like somebody else? You try that and see how that works out for you. I tried that too. I thought I was going to preach like Marty Metter. Let me say it, it didn't work too good. And Marty's a good preacher and he's a good one to invite, but you got to be yourself. Hey, I ain't never heard nobody say I want to preach like Jeff Likens. Amen, huh? Have you ever heard anybody talk about that? I ain't neither. Listen to me. Be yourself.
Amen.
Self will work if God's in it.
Right.
Little is much
Amen.
If God's in it. So we find about a man named Elijah that just got to the point that he'd went as far as he could go and he's just ready to die. We find about a man named Jonah who wasn't willing to go. And how long it seemed like he was ready to die, but he didn't care who was going to go with him. But he got willing and he told them, it's me. That's the first thing in fixing the problem. Amen. Jonah, he told them, it's me. Y'all go ahead and cast me overboard. Amen. But you know what they done? They kept on. I've always thought them men wouldn't save. I don't know if they was or not, but I'll tell you one thing. You find where they went on and made offers unto the Lord and everything, but they, not of them made offers unto the Lord after they were saved. But listen, those people knew that he needed to pray, and they needed to pray to God. They done everything they could to save that man. But you know what they end up having to do? They had to put him over. He was going to go over and go in the belly of the whale. Everybody says it's a great fish. Everybody says it ain't a whale. Jesus said it was a whale. Amen. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. But listen, it's either him or all of them was. So sometimes we have to do things. But listen, this man was just running. When you're running, you're hurting more than just yourself.
That's right.
You're hurting everybody that's around you.
That's right.
I talked to Marty and Clarissa out there earlier, and we was talking about Brother Tim Spears, and I got talking about my little sister. And he was talking about how the cancer had gone to his brain, and he wouldn't understand it. It went to my sister's brain. She began to have seizures. And she had cancer all over her body. And she'd have them seizures. And when she would, she'd shake like this right here. And you could just see the pain all over. And I one time I just laid across her and I tried to hold her. Because I didn't want her to shake. I didn't want her to hurt. I wanted it to stop. Listen to me. I was running. I was Jonah. I was the one that once was suffering around me. I know what that's like. Wake up out of your sleep and call on God. I want to tell you, the ones we love the most is the ones that are hurting. They're the ones that are dying. And they're the ones, the gatherers are going to gather. The angels are going to come and gather them and bundle them up and cast them in afar. You say why? Because we went to sleep. And I ain't saying this to hurt nobody or anything. I can't bring up anything. But last time I got to be around Brother Heath was in Bible study here. I was teaching on a watchman. And this was the scripture that he used that night. I had it highlighted and I'd marked it to use, but I never had to because he mentioned it. In Isaiah 56. In verse 10, and it says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. You want to know who a watchman is? Everybody thinks it's the preacher. You know who the watchman is? It's you.
Amen.
If you're the church, if you're a church member,
yep.
If you've been saved by God's grace and you're a church member, you're a watchman.
Amen.
You're the men that's gone to sleep. His watchmen are blind. They are ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. And he told me, he said, that's us. And all I could say was, is amen. So those men that went to sleep when they saw the devil coming, you know what they were supposed to be doing? Was sounding the trumpet. They were supposed to be sounding the alarm.
They wasn't supposed to be kept silent. They wasn't supposed to be sleeping. They wasn't supposed to slumber. There's supposed to be a difference in us. Why have we got where we're at? Because we went to sleep. We're at ease and Zion. I'm going to finish up with this. This may not, and y'all, if this ain't you, then fine. If you're not asleep and you're doing your job, then you just unloosen your galluses and just go right on to heaven. You're doing a good job. Just hang in there. I'm proud of you. And better than that, the Lord is. But if you're like me, you're slacking, and you ain't done your job completely, maybe you're just tired. There still ain't no excuse. There's still no place to quit. The 25th chapter of Matthew said, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps," and I didn't know whether I was going to do this or not, but I've got to. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them." I believe the oil represents the Spirit of God. I've heard it preached about the churches. I've heard it preached about lost people. Either way, that you've got to have the Spirit of God. You've got to have the Spirit of God. Listen, "But the wise took oil in their vessels and with their lamps." And listen what this says. I'd never caught this before. "While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept." It didn't say the foolish slumbered and slept. It said they all slumbered and slept. There's supposed to be a difference between us and the world. We're not supposed to be like the tares. There's supposed to be a difference. People ought to be able to see a difference in us. We shouldn't be asleep and slumbering. If the goodman of the house would know what hour that the thief would have come, he would have not suffered his house to be broken up. We're supposed to be awake and watching. We're to be watchmen. And because we've not, the tares have come amongst us. The people can't see no difference in us because we don't act no different. We act just like the foolish. We're slumbering. We're sleeping. And I want you to know there's going to be a price to be paid in that. There's going to come a time, and it did, that the bridegroom came. And I want you to realize the 5 wise ended in because they had the Spirit of God. And said they ended in the marriage. You say, "Well, they was the bride." I don't know that. There's going to be people at the marriage that won't be a part of the bride. They'll just be guests. And you're probably looking at one of them. But listen, if they'd been awake, those other 5 may have had some oil. But because they slumbered and slept also, they didn't warn them. And the tares just grew up there amongst the virgins. They're growing up among us. They're growing up among us.
Yeah, that's right.
You say, "Well, you was talking about out yonder." They're growing up here among us. And he's going to come back. And he's going to separate them from among us.
Yeah.
And they're going to go and they're going to hit the door. And they're going to say, "Let us in." And he say, "I never knew you."
Yeah.
Wake up.
Right.
If you don't think we're in the last hour of the day, then you're blind. And you're really asleep.
Rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Men's more lovers of themselves than they are of God. Proud. Full of all these. We're that. And then we're asleep on top of it. And then we ask, what's wrong? Why ain't they getting saved? Wake up. There's that magic mirror. You want to see what it is? If you ain't looked in a while, come on up here after service. Look in there. There was a little boy come through the handshake one time, and he said, is that mirror really magic? And I said, yes, it is. Every time I look in it, I see where the problem is. It's me. It's you. When you get to where you're like Jonah and you realize you're the problem, then we're getting ready to get it fixed. That's my little message. I don't think it took 4 hours. But if it had, I'd stand on it.
Amen.
I love you, old church.
Amen.
I love his children.
Amen.
And I'm watching them grow up among us. And we're going to lose them. We've seen it happen before. We've seen them. They've quit coming. As far as we know, they're still not saved. We've got to wake up.
Amen.
And take some responsibility and say, it's me. It's me. It's us. We're the one that's asleep. Don't act like the world. That ain't good. I believe I heard Coley pray it this morning. I don't know if I've ever heard him at prayer before, but he was praying, and I'd finished praying. He said, Lord, don't let us take the gospel out into the world, not bring the world into here. They're growing amongst us. That's my message. Go ahead with your song.